Thanks to Johnny Allred of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Foundation for joining us on WUTC. The TWRF is currently auctioning off a Tennessee elk hunt on eBay. Johnny, tell us a little bit about how the idea of this elk hunt auction came about.
We started opening up some permits, I guess, in 2009 is when the elk herd was established, a little before that. But I'm trying to think off the top of my head when the elk herd was started. I think it was about 2000 is when they were released into the Royal Blue area of the North Cumberland Wildlife Management area. So in 2009, we actually going to start having a few permits to come out for hunters to be able to do it. And one of those, and have a sixth permit that we save, and we auction that off to the highest bidder, and that money goes back to the elk restoration to help manage the herd.
You've done this elk hunt in the past. How have they worked out in the past years? Have they been a success?
Every time it's a complete success.
So hunters, they can log on to eBay right now and bid on this Tennessee elk hunt. The auction ends on July 28th. When the auction is over, what's the next step for the winning bidder?
Well, the winning bidder will be announced. They'll be able to hunt October 21st through the 25th.
And where will the hunt take place?
It's in the North Cumberland Wildlife Management area, toward northeast Tennessee.
On the Tennessee, and you mentioned this earlier, on the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Foundation's website, it claims that the auction is a positive result from the reintroduction of elk in Tennessee. Why exactly were the elk reintroduced in the state?
Well, elk is a native animal to North America, pushed out of their habitat over the last few hundred years. And we had enough area there, it's 40 or 50,000 acres there in the North Cumberland that could manage an elk herd. Well, actually, a lot of hunters and a lot of people like to see them come and be reintroduced. So they were reintroduced into that area, and it's just been a successful movement to have them in there.
These elk hunt auctions, as we said, they have been quite popular in the past, and you've raised a significant amount of money from them in the past. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I really don't know the figures on what they've brought each year. I know this, it's a few thousand dollars. I mean, $6,000 to $10,000 is what this tag has brought in the past. But, that money goes back to Tennessee Wildlife to help manage the herd.
The first elk hunt raised $17,000. The
very first one. Right, I knew it brought really was like $16,000 to $17,000 it brought.
I checked it this morning. It was at $6,800 right now.
$7,800,
right.
Yeah.
After the auction's over, where will this money go from the hunt?
Money goes to Tennessee Wildlife, and it goes to help manage the herd. There's manpower there to have there, and we have to keep elk within the boundaries of the thing. So I mean, it's and they do checks on them for disease and things like that for them. There's a cost to do it that's managed by Tennessee Wildlife.
Well, Johnny, thank you so much for having this conversation with us, and hope the auction goes really well and it helps the elk program there.
Thank you for having me.
That was a conversation with Johnny Allred of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Foundation. The TWRF is currently auctioning off an elk hunt in the state. You can search for the auction on eBay by using the keywords Tennessee Elk Hunt. The auction ends on July 28th. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.